I'm 41.
Blog Talk Radio. They chose that job
The people in Haiti that died, storm, the flood. Don't forget Haiti. The news is not talking about Haiti that much. But I want you to put Haiti on your heart. I want you to put Haiti in your prayers. Look in your closets. I can see these shoes. Call somebody and say, what? Call somebody and ask them, where can I send these clothes for Haiti? Where can I see these shoes? Where can I send this coat for Haiti? Keep Haiti in your prayers. Ashe, ashe. God bless you. I want to thank those when I was in Detroit. Mother Egypt, Dr. Kristen, Sister Jackie, Brother Carl, God bless you. I'll be making that trip once a month, Mother Egypt, to Detroit. So many people need help. And I think I can get over and get back. We are talking about the homegoing of Sister Linda Walker, young woman. But God knows when he wants you. There's no secret what God can do. I'm talking about divine healing today. I'm talking about breakthrough. I'm talking about deliverance. I'm gonna see, can I get Sister Pearl? Dr. Christian's gonna read the scripture and pray. We're gonna go on. Because I feel that every one of y'all is good soldiers. Soldiers for humanity. Soldiers for love. Soldiers for divine healing. This is Sunday morning with the bishop. I had prophesied in December about storms back to back, floods back to back. And it's coming truth for now. Somebody should have a testimony. We're going into September. And we're going in September riding the storm. She's coming to clear some things up. Tornadoes in Mississippi. Tornadoes in Alabama, in Georgia, Houston, Monroe, Sweetport, all the way up to Dallas and Arkansas. The whole South is covered by one storm. I prophesied, and somebody got it down. Sister Lisa got it. Brother Joe got it. That people will be leaving those areas trying to make it inland. Sweetport and Baton Rouge got to go a little further than that. Jackson, Mississippi, you got to look forward to that. Even all the way up to Memphis, Tennessee, up to Nashville. I want to give a shout-out to Loretta Lynn and Sister Dawn Pardon that took the film that paid for everybody that died in that storm up there in Tennessee. They paid for it. They didn't ask no question. They gave a check, paid for everything. That's what I'm talking about. And them two women, God got a blessing with their name on it. And I want to let you know, good soldiers fight until they die. I want to tell you that. Good soldier. And I think, confused as Linda was, she was a good soldier. She said, Bishop, I'm trying to get better. But something kept pulling her back into the negativity. That's why I say you need to pray. And I was telling Mother Egypt, I was telling Dr. Christian, sometimes you got to get out of the negativity for God to bless you. The nature of the universe, the truth coming out. I want to motivate you this morning. I want to stimulate you. I want to tell you that you're a good soldier. God going to break the limits for you. God going to break the curse off of you this morning. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. All you got to just ask it. Sister Pearl, let me see if I can get Sister Pearl on this line. Sister Pearl Williams. If you got Sister Pearl, thank you, kind spirit. Sister Pearl.
Yes.
Sister Pearl Williams. Yes. On the line. Sister
yes.
Pearl. Do you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, Sister Pearl.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
what do
I'm
you
on.
have to say about Linda? Because you raised her up. You've seen her from a child into womanhood. Will you give some? Because Linda came to the Seed Abraham service out in the Romulus. She came a couple of times. You know, but it was the things that keeping her. See, sometimes we have barriers that keep us from going to the next level. Now, I wanted to have you to say something. I don't know what's going on with the family or not, but I want to be able to say something good about her. And when she need to do, she said, Bishop, send your donation. She sent it. But I want to say that there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And when I crossed over, I want to tell you this. When I crossed over, Pharaoh, and I know you're going to laugh, Pharaoh was sitting there laughing, saying, yeah, uh-huh, you're getting caught up. And your mother told Pharaoh to shut up. Now, y'all ain't spiritual. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When you're spiritual, Mary, you know what I'm talking about. So, Sister Pearl, Mother Pearl, give us a little information about it. You're on the air now.
Yes, when Linda came to me, she was 7 years old. And because my mother passed, and so Linda and Mary and Kellen came to me, and she told me to see her three youngest kids. So I did what she asked me. Linda was a very good person because she would give people anything that she had. And she suffered before she left here. I had to see her in the shape she was in. And I was glad when she made her transition because she's in so much pain. And I hope she is on to a better place. And I thank God that he is keeping me. And I am so blessed that I could be able to see her and call her, and she would call me. And so she was a very good person. I'm not saying it because she had passed, but she was a very good person. And I hope she's in a better place.
Amen. I want to thank you for that, Mother Pearl. And what I like about Mother Pearl raised her from a little girl to a woman. She's seen her grow. She's seen her down and up. We all got issues. Every one of us, we got issues right now. Everybody on the radio show got issues. I got issues. We have to work through our issues. And we work through our issues by becoming a man of God, a woman of God, and become a goddess and become to understand to speak to your issues, whatever they might be. I say. When you speak to your issues, thing, go. I want to say this. I feel Linda was a good soldier. And I feel you is a good soldier in the army of the Almighty Creator. You are the God to speak to the storm, the flood. Everybody uptight about the hurricane coming. I already told you a year was coming. Remember Pearl, I said that it's going to be 7 hurricanes back to back. You remember that?
Yeah.
You already know it was coming. Sometimes God give you prophetic gifts. Sometimes God show you things. You don't want to accept them, but that's what it is. You can't get out there and pray, oh, stop, storm. You can't do that because God has already made his transition of what he's going to do. God is destroying some things. He's tearing some things up. He's building some things. Earthquake, flood, tornadoes, tsunami. It's God moving, trying to move the level plane. Thank you, champion. And, Sister Linda Walker, I talked to her. She's a bishop. What you think? I said, you'll be all right. She's a lady. I said, you're going to be all right. But you got to understand, God let you go so far, but you got to take the barriers off. No limits. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to leave it alone because it would make me want to preach. You know, but I want to say that, I want to say this morning, those that are listening, that I can't say nothing but good about her. Everybody, well, Linda got an issue. We all got issues. We're going to hear from Mary Hawkins now. Mr. Hawkins, you're on.
Come on. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Girl took all the words out of my mouth. I was going to say the same thing that she said. Linda was very kind. She was sweet. She was argumental, but she was nice, though, Bishop. God knows she was real nice, though. She would give people anything that she had. I don't care who you was, she would give it to you. She was a sweetheart, Bishop. That's all I got to say. She was real nice. I'm still in shock. I'm still in.
I know you was in shock because you raised up with her, but I want to tell you, I'm gonna have Dr. Prisoner come in a minute and pray. But before she prays, yeah, I think I will have her, Mary, and all the whole family. There's no secret, but God can't do. God can do it. I'm gonna have Dr. Prisoner read the third number psalm, and I have her to sing. A song. Thank you, John Spirit. And Dr. Christian, you are on. Dr. Christian, you are on now. Trying to see where Dr. Christian at. Oh, here she is right here. Oh, you're on there, Dr. Christian.
God bless everyone this morning. First, I read the 23rd Psalm in its entirety. And 23rd Psalm says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley shadows of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, thy comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I have read to you the 23rd Psalm in its entirety. May the Lord add a blessing to his word. God bless everyone this morning. We're sending special prayer out to the Linda family in the bereavement. And we also send special prayer out for all the bereaved families on the line this morning. And anyone that's sick and shut in, we send a special prayer out for you all this morning. I'm going to sing my little song, and then I'll bring the prayer. I'm just going to sing a song. Excuse me. I'm a little sweaty this morning. Jesus, let me touch you to see if you are real, are real. Bishop, my voice is kind of raspy this morning. When I am down, let me touch you. When I am lonely, let me touch you. When I'm discouraged, let me touch you like I never have before. Lord, I need to more and more. Jesus, let me touch you to see if you, by your power, I know it's true. Jesus, let me touch you to see if you are real.
Amen.
God bless you. And now I bring the prayer. Heavenly Father, Divine Father, Creator of the universe, we thank you this morning. We thank you for allowing us to rise this morning. We thank you for allowing us to have a sound mind and able body this morning. We know somebody didn't wake up this morning, Father God, and we thank you for the ones that did. We thank you for keeping a roof over our head, clothes on our back, food to eat, a job to go to, bills paid, Father God, and health good. We thank you this morning, Father God, because somebody didn't wake up in their right mind. Somebody wasn't able in their body this morning. They had sickness keeping them down, Father God. Somebody, Lord, didn't have a roof over their head this morning. So we thank you this morning in the midst of all this problems and situations, in the midst of all the chaos and the storms that's coming, Lord. We pray that you'll keep your ring, send your divine angels to come and keep us covered, keep us protected, keep us lifted up, keep us blessed, keep us favored. Give us overflow, Lord. Lead us in the right direction for the right purpose at the right time for the right reason this day. Let us have favor in abundance as we step out the door, as we talk to our family and friends. Have favor wherever we go this morning. Father God, we thank you right now for every divine blessing. In the mighty name of the Holy Yeshua, bless God.
Thank you for that. As you were praying, the Spirit said, bless Alabama, bless Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas. Some going to lose their lives, some going to lose their property. But I'm saying, Abaddon is standing over them states. But we ask for prayer. Sister Linda, I want to say to you this morning that you was a good soldier. Of soldiers in the army of this war. Sister Linda, that went out for Sister Linda, who is a soldier. And some of you are soldiers. And sometimes you have to understand what's going on in your life, what you're going through. It reminds me of a woman that had an issue of blood. And we all got issues, but how we deal with our issues is very important. How we go around and deal with our issues. And the woman deal with her issue for 12 long years. She had an issue. But she made her mind that she was going to find Jesus. And you have to make up your mind this morning that you ain't going to let no limit block you. You got to make up your mind. I'm talking about divine healing. Let me see right here. Jesus, I want to tell you, Matthew 4:23, Jesus healed people. Put this down, Matthew 4:23, and Hebrew, I want to put it down, Hebrew 13, and I want you to read this after you get off the air, where he healed people. The same thing, Hebrews 13:8. God is the same God. He healing cancer. He healing tuberculosis, cataract. Take the limit off of God. Y'all holding him to a limit. God is the same God yesterday. He's today. Luke 10:17. I wish I had somebody that really want to receive the healing. The leper came in Matthew 9:1-2. 9:38. The leper come, the blind come, the deaf and dumb. And Jesus healed every one of them. And I want to tell you, he can heal this morning. That cataract, that tumor, that confused mind, that alcoholic that you got, that drug you got, he can heal you if you let go of God. You know, Dr. Christian, I want to say I was talking to Mother Egypt earlier. I told Mother Egypt, I said, you got a great test ahead of you. She said, Bishop, I'm ready. I'm ready. Sometimes God have to wait. God, it was 80 years old before Moses got his calling. And Aaron was 80, 81, 82 before they got their calling. God, the God in you might not wake up till you get 80. Might not wake up till you get 40. Might not wake up. David had to be young. But God is deep in your heart. And I want to say to you this morning, get ready, because I feel there's a breakthrough coming. Let me say it again. Divine healing. We had the president on. He was talking about Tulsa, Oklahoma. He didn't have to talk about Tulsa. He can talk about the Delta, Mississippi, where black was killed. He could talk about Alabama. All them places where that stone coming, it was mass murder. The blood is on the hands of the people that killed so many blacks. In Tulsa, they killed a lot of them. You have to get ready. And I'll say this to you, and this is go out for everybody this morning, because I want you to get ready for things to work for you, for things to work out. Get ready. No limits, no boundaries. Divine healing increase for them that want their business. Brother Jerry, I'm praying for Brother Dwight. I'm praying for you, Sister Pearl. Mary Hawkins, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Mother Egypt, God got a good job for you. Dr. Christian, every door closed, be open up. We're going into a new year. God's going to give you new territory. Come on now. I feel the anointing. No limit. No boundary. Glory. Mary Scott, I'm praying for you. Tanya Scott, I'm praying for you. Sheila, Sabrina, I'm praying for you. Samantha, praying for you. Sherry, for you. Jackie, for you. Carl, this is for you. All shut. Come on. Thank you. Glory. Let God in. Glory, no limit. Come on, somebody. You can make it. Hmm. This morning. No limit, Linda. It ain't no boundary, Dr. Christian. There's no boundary of what you can do, God can do. Anything but prayer. No limit, no boundary. Increase your character. Take the limit off of your life. God is releasing you. As I played that, I seen his no limit on what you can do. The same God, yesterday's God, today, he can heal you from cancer, cataract, tumor, swelling. He can release you out of jail. This morning, I want to lift the name of the Almighty up. I want you to know that God got something waiting on you, and it's special. You receive what God got for you, and if God give it to you, you receive it, body, mind, soul and spirit. And if you take the limits off, stop limiting yourself. For God can do fair. There's no failure in God. No failure in God. I just want you to know that. Take the limits off and let God bless you real good. and you got the seed. Your seed is in the ground. And you got to let it go. That you got. You got your seed in the ground.
I don't know where you think I get the strength to speak today.
I was 100 years, Tulsa, Oklahoma. We just finding out it's been 100 years. And a black people was killed and murdered, shot on the fence, all of that. And we had the President of the United States to come in and tell about it. There's no limit. I want to decree your business that things work for you.
More than 1,000 homes and businesses burned to the ground. Tonight, the president saying just because history is silent doesn't mean it didn't take place. Also tonight, the news on the coronavirus in the U.S. Moderna and putting words to what happened there 100 years ago today. One of the most horrific events in U.S. history, the Tulsa Race Massacre, a thriving black community destroyed, set on fire by a white mob, killing an estimated 300 black Americans, burning more than 1,000 homes and businesses to the ground. Late today, President Biden saying he was there to, quote, shine a light to make sure America knows the story in full, saying what happened was not a riot, but a massacre, and promising policies on housing, on schooling, and promising help for small business owners. And this powerful animation tonight from the New York Times of the 100 block of Greenwood Avenue in Tulsa, what was destroyed, the dentist's office, the confectionery, the newspaper, the insurance company, the tailor on the right. The street here on the left, you'll see the famous Dixie Theater, the parlor, the billiards, the law firm, the barbershop, all burned down and destroyed. Late today, we learned the president met privately with the three known survivors from 101 to 107 years old. Viola, Mother Fletcher, she was just 7 at the time. Her brother, Hugh's uncle, Red Van Ellis, he was just a baby. And Mother Randall, Leslie Benningfield Randall, she was 6 at the time. And tonight, these images coming in, digging resuming today at what I believe to be a mass grave for some of the hundreds who were killed. The president today saying that's what great nations do. They come to terms with their dark side, arguing we must know our history. ABC's Marcus Moore leads us off tonight from Tulsa.
Tonight, acknowledging a tragedy long overlooked in American history, President Biden traveling to Oklahoma to honor the lives lost and forever changed by the Tulsa Race Massacre. The first president in 100 years to do so.
For much too long, the history of what took place here was told in silence, cloaked in darkness. But just because history is silent, it doesn't mean that it did not take place.
Starting the night of May 31st, 1921, an angry white mob stormed from Tulsa's Greenwood neighborhood, also known as Black Wall Street. 24 hours, more than 1,000 homes and businesses were destroyed, an estimated 300 black Americans killed, all after allegations that were never proven, that a black man assaulted a white woman in an elevator. Today, what no president has ever done, standing in Tulsa, putting words to the horror of what happened
100 years ago, at this hour. On this first day of June, smoke darkened the Tulsa sky, rising from 35 blocks of Greenwood that were left in ash and ember, raised in rubble. Through the night and in the morning, the mob terrorized Greenwood, torches and guns, shooting at will. A mob tied a black man by the waist to the back of their truck with his head banging along the pavement as they drove off. A murdered black family draped over the fence of their home outside.
And only a couple knelt by their bed praying to God with their heart and their soul, and they were shot in the back of their heads.
The president today proposing policies to begin to level the playing field on housing, education, and investing in small businesses, including those run by black and brown entrepreneurs.
We're ready to build a common ground to truly repair and to rebuild.
Today's visit coming after days of events marking the 100th anniversary of the 1921 massacre and continued calls for remembrance and resolve.
I'm here seeking justice, and I'm asking my country to acknowledge what happened in Tulsa in 1921.
Just weeks ago, three survivors delivering emotional testimony before Congress.
We lost everything that they, our homes, our churches, our newspapers, our theaters, our lives. Greenwood represented all the best of what was possible for black people in America and for all the people.
No one was ever held accountable for the attack. While hundreds are believed to have been killed, only 36 people were officially confirmed dead. Today, the city of Tulsa resumed the search for mass graves in Oakland Cemetery. In October, at least a dozen missing bodies were discovered here. Many believe locating and identifying the victims is long overdue. Hey, Marcus Mordrack with us from Tulsa. He was on the air with us this afternoon as this played out. And Marcus, as I mentioned off the top tonight, President Biden today making that historic visit and then meeting with each of the three known remaining survivors.
David, those three survivors range in age from 101 to 107. And the president said they spoke to him about the massacre. They told him about it. And how in one night everything changed. Thousands of people were destitute and forced into homelessness, and also forced into internment camps, and then told never to speak about it. The state president saying today that only in remembrance do we hear.
Yes.
Members of Local 1199, I can assure you that it is a delightful pleasure and privilege to be here tonight. I don't consider myself strange. I've been with 1199 for many times in the past, and I consider myself a fellow 1199.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. See, I haven't been perfect, but I've sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have sown.
Come on, just say, this is my season for grace. For what else?
For favor.
that seed is planted, and I want to tell you, I'm going to Mother Egypt. I'm glad to have Mother Egypt here. And Mother Egypt, let me see where she at. Mother Egypt, I want to thank you for being in Detroit yesterday. Will you have anything to say? You're on there, Mother Egypt. I got Mother Egypt on there. Thank you for being in Detroit with us yesterday. And Mother Egypt was right there giving direction. We're praying for you. Mother Egypt, I got you on. I guess you're listening. Praying for you. Mother Egypt, you hear me? I don't know what happened to her phone. I guess it didn't go out. Mother Egypt. Mother Egypt. I guess her phone, something happened. I don't know. Bad connection. Sometimes you get bad connection. Dr. Christian, you still on the air? Dr. Christian was on. We was all, I think we was all Monday, Tuesday, line caught on fire so we couldn't broadcast. Because the line had burnt. We're praying for those families that lost themselves that over in Afghanistan that was bombed. Praying there's no sorrow that they ever cannot heal. As the president go to the plane, go bring them bodies back. And I feel that those people that bombed and killed them innocent folks, the blood is on their hands. And I want you to know those Marines that stood to watch over them people. And for 20 years, they've been there fighting, and they threw the guns down and left. But we opened the door up to things that would be blessed and open the door up. Ashe. And every door would be opened up. I wanted to have Dr. Christian to come back. I don't know if she's still on the line or not. But I want to thank Mary. Mary, there's no sorrow on earth that ever cannot hear. And Pearl, I want to say to you, Pearl, you did a good job raising Linda. You know, and you was the godmother. Your mother left you in charge. And she always come to me when I talk to you and say, Pearl did a good job, Bishop. Pearl did the best she could do with what she had. So, Pearl, God bless you. And all of those that lost loved ones, and all of them that lost in the service over in Afghanistan, they got them on TV, bringing them off the plane, getting them back home. You know, their spirit was in the spirit of helping. All the guys in Vietnam, Korea, they died for this country to be better. They died for us to have a better life. There's no sorrow on earth that ever cannot heal. The woman that had an issue of blood, she said, I got to see Jesus. But this woman had an issue. We all got issues. But everybody came to Jesus, healed them. He blessed them. And nobody come and left them. They come one way, they left another way. And I want to tell you this morning, wherever way you have God can heal, body, mind, so that he moved curses and hexes off of people. The Bible says he moved curses. The Bible says he moved hexes. He gave his prophets power to do it. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He gave his prophets the power to move curses. Amen. To move it off of them. So did he gave them power to move those curses and them hexes off of people that have been put on them by evil people. Luke 10 and 45. Oh, somebody with me, listen to what I'm saying. Pour out his blessing that doors closed will be opened up. So you ain't got the word. God got your back. And God's going to give you what you need. If you need it, you ask him, he'll get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. You know, and that, I think that's the most important thing. As we pray and as we talk, a good soldier never back down. You know, some of our ministers don't pray for people no more. It's, it ain't necessary. It's always necessary to lay hands and prophesy and heal. It's always necessary for you, because with God, all things are possible. And like the Lord said, take the limits off. God got you. God's going to do something great for you. But you got to let God handle and let God take care of you. And some of you done backed away. But I don't want you, I want you to stay in the divine will of God. God to bless you. God open the door for you. God can give you a divine healing. And that's what we're talking about this morning. Divine healing. Matthew 10:1, divine healing. And when God gives it to you, he's going to get to you quick, fast. He's going to get to you in a hurry. God ain't playing. If you could go and let God, Matthew 10:1-5, Matthew 8, and you begin to read these scriptures, they begin to make for you St. Luke. When you read St. Luke 7 and 15, get ready for a divine healing taking place in your life. You have tried everything, try God. Hebrews 13:8. St. Matthew 8, chapter 8, verse 14 through 17. Matthew 9:1-2. Luke 22:19-20. Take the scripture down, Pearl. Isaiah 53:5. It's all about healing. It's all about God giving you power to speak healing. When he went out to the mountain, they all came to the mountain. They was lame. They was blind. They was crippled. They was crazy. But everyone left healed. The same God can do it right now. The same God in August, September, November can do it. But you've got to walk in faith, man. You got to know God and say, I want to pray for them souls. Father God, come. The souls that lost their life trying to help people. Father God, we ask you to touch every family. Touch America. Bless America. Those that are in the midst of the storm. God, the Father, is letting go to man change his life, change his heart, change his mind. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. The seed is already planted by our ancestors. The seed is in the ground. And we have to make it work. That's what we have to do.
I live and try. good, I'll hasten to his throne.
Heaven and nature sing.